You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Oakland A's baseball today, this Friday, October 20th, with our A's reporter, Jane Lee. Jane, we thank you for the time, and what we want to do today is just kind of break down how different this A's rotation looked from opening day to game 162. There's always turnover in every staff, whether it's through trades or injuries or guys getting promoted or demoted in some cases. So kind of take us through how did this A's rotation look coming out of the spring, and how different did it look by the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, coming out of the spring, I think the rotation was expected to be the strength of the team. And, I mean, this is pretty common for the A's. They've always prided themselves not just on the rotation, but the depth of the rotation. And going into spring training, you know, they thought they had a ton of depth, and they did. And they ended up needing a lot of that. But it kind of got off on the wrong foot, just being without Sonny Gray when he was, of course, still an A. He would have normally been their opening day starter, but he was hurt. So that nod went to Kendall Graveman, who ended up getting hurt not long after that. And it just kind of was a familiar theme for them this season, just a lot of injuries here and there. But I think there were very high expectations for the guys behind them, the young guys like Sean Manaea, Jarrell Cotton at the beginning of the season, Jesse Hahn too. And I think there were a lot of growing pains along the way for these guys. So by the end of the season, you know, you not only saw Sonny Gray get traded, guys like Graveman and Manaea go through some injuries, but there were also maybe some underperforming and just not the performances that I think the A's expected out of their rotation. And it ended up being one of their weaknesses, which, you know, it was just kind of odd to see, you know, a team that usually is so dependable on their rotation, maybe less so on their offense. You kind of saw the tables turned by the end of the season with a lot of those young hitters coming up and watching what they did, which, I mean, it was very encouraging for them to see. Just a little different from maybe years past. And I think going into the offseason, you know, after seeing that, the starting rotation, just pitching in general from the rotation to the bullpen is really their focus point, just kind of shoring that up. But they do still, I mean, they think very highly of a lot of their young guys still, the Manaeas, the Cottons, Daniel Mingden had a great September. You know, Daniel Gossett had his ups and downs. So a lot of guys with a lot of promise, they're just kind of hoping that they can put it all together and hopefully put it all together at the same time next year.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of these young guys were forced to grow up, you know, quicker than expected, given the initial injury to Sonny Gray and then the trade from Oakland to the Yankees of Sonny Gray. So a lot of the young guys had to step up and step up quick to fill that void. Jane, to kind of break down some of these younger guys a little bit more, you know, Sean Manaea, would you say coming off 2016, where he did show some promise, for 2017, did he meet expectations or maybe fall short or perhaps exceed them? How would you grade Sean Manaea?
I think it was kind of a mix. I mean, I think, you know, you look at his first half and he was, I think he was exceeding expectations, just jumping out to the start that he did. I mean, he was really good for them, and there was a stretch there where he was definitely, you know, their best starter. And then, you know, you saw him go through some injuries, falter a little bit in the second half. And then in September, he did have some strong starts, had some starts where you were reminded, you know, of just his potential. But I think it was definitely a learning year for him, just being the first full season in the majors. I think you find a lot about yourself. And for Sean, he was dealing with some different issues. He lost 25 pounds, which is drastic, no matter, you know, how big you are. Sean's obviously a big guy, but 25 pounds is still a lot to lose in just a short time. And it kind of stemmed from spring training. He was going back and forth with some different medications, some ADD medications, and they were trying to figure out his dosage, and it was affecting his appetite, his hunger. And I think when you see a pitcher who, you know, I mean, any athlete really that relies so much on your strength, to lose a lot of that. You know, I think that had a great impact on his velocity, which we saw drop throughout the course of the season. And I think it kind of told a story of his second half. So I think for him, just, you know, he says now that he's figured out his dosage. He's on the right medication. He can get back on track as far as putting on a few extra pounds. And I think once, you know, he feels comfortable with that, I do see him putting it all together. I mean, he has really good stuff. And I think he can definitely be at the top of a rotation, you know, if not a number one, maybe a number two, just because he is that good. So I think, you know, he will be one of their better performers next year. And I think we're going to see a little more consistency out of him just because of, you know, being able to figure some things out and get more of a routine down.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, losing 25 pounds sounds great, but it can be a real shock to the system when you actually undergo that much of a drastic weight loss, and that's what happened to Sean Manaea, and hopefully better things ahead, more balance for him ahead in 2018. Jane, in the minute or two we have left, of the younger guys that we also mentioned, among them Graveman and Mengden and Cotton and Jesse Hahn and other players like that, pick one of those that is poised, the most poised, to have a breakout 2018.
Yeah, I mean, and I also want to throw Paul Blackburn into that mix, too. I know he kind of gets lost in the shuffle because he finished the year injured, but I think the A's think very highly of him, and I would expect him to be in the starting mix going into next season. But I think you kind of have to pinpoint Mengden after the September he had. I mean, this was a guy that had kind of fallen down the depth chart a little bit just because going into spring training, he had foot surgery in February, so he was out of the mix for that fifth starter spot. And when he came off the DL, he was sent to Nashville, spent a little time in the minors, came back to the A's, struggled in a couple starts, so they sent him back to the minors, and then he was injured again. So for the better part of the season, I mean, he was kind of going back and forth, struggling, and then he got another chance in September with the A's and was easily their best pitcher in September. I mean, really gave them just the type of work that they needed. I mean, at this point, the rotation was just struggling to get any of that of guys, and Mengden was going 6-7 through a complete game at one point and really was kind of the savior in that month, just the rotation needing that lift. And I think that really did a lot, not only for the team, but for himself, just, you know, giving him that confidence again. And I mean, a type of performance like that, you know, to finish out the year, and just looking at how many names are in the pot for the rotation going into next spring training, I think, you know, Mengden did a lot for himself to kind of rise above and stand out among that group. And I think the A's are looking at him a lot more closely now than maybe a few months ago, and it just because you can't ignore, you know, what he did. And I know the A's don't love to you know, make roster decisions based on spring training performances just because it can be a small sample size, but I think going into next spring, just given to the sheer number of options that they do have among the young guys, they're going to have to. But I think going in, Mengden will probably have a leg up just because of the September he did have.
Yeah, no question. And like you said, the sample size, relatively small, 7 starts, but a 3.14 ERA and a complete game in those 7 starts. That's a dying breed these days. So a lot to like for Daniel Mengden, who is still only 24. And that's a good place to wrap this one up on this Friday. Jane Lee, our thanks to you as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Oakland A's.